Snow Crash is a new futuristic novel by Neal Stephenson set in L.A. and the cyberspace beyond. Stephenson wrote the book between 1988 and 91, a time he says when he listened to a lot of loud, relentless, depressing music. He's a speed metal fan and a computer freak. How did all this manifest itself in his fiction? Book critic John Leonard says, marvelously well, but John was already primed for Snow Crash.
Back in 1988, on vacation in Portugal and Spain, my whole family fell in love with Zodiac, the Echo Thriller, a dazzling and hilarious paperback novel by Neal Stephenson. In Zodiac, Greenpeace terrorists declared war on the military-industrial toxic waste garrison state. So gruesome were its details on the pollution of our harbors that my wife ever since has refused to eat lobster. And I've wondered ever since what became of Neal Stephenson. Till now. Snow Crash seems to have been published secretly sometime last year, without reviews in the mainstream press. It got lumped into the cyberpunk fiction category with William Gibson's Neuromancer. It's blurbed, in fact, as Neuromancer meets Vineland. But besides Thomas Pynchon, Snow Crash will also remind you of Robert Stone and William Burroughs, of Dune, and even Foucault's Pendulum. If you leave now to buy the Bantam paperback, you won't have to listen to another word I say. Otherwise, hang on to your circuit boards. We are about to surf an electromagnetic wave. In the future, according to Stephenson, there is no law at all, and a nightmare Los Angeles is divided into war zones. There are the privately guarded burbclaves, where the solid citizens hide out from a gridlocked, spree-killing, cruise missile, chaos theory America. There are franchilates, franchise-organized quasi-national entities, like Uncle Enzo's Mafia, Mr. Lee's Greater Hong Kong, and Narco Colombia. There are sacrifice zones, abandoned because their cleanup cost exceeds their total future economic value. And there are shanty towns, full of hardcore third-world unemployables breathing amino acids. The only way out of this Los Angeles is into cyberspace. You goggle yourself elsewhere, into a virtual reality of computer simulations that Stephenson, wonderfully, calls Metaverse. In Metaverse, a hacker's dream world, your phantasmal avatar can play with everybody else's avatars. Alas, someone's messing with this Metaverse. A giant raft has appeared along the California coast, a boat people biomass of tens of thousands of refugees, all of them speaking in tongues. There is also a new drug called Snow Crash, blowing the minds of the Macintosh programming technocratic priesthood. In computer lingo, Snow Crash is a systems virus that explodes the gridwork of your pixels. Here it means that too, plus an attack on the deep neurolinguistic structures of the hacker brain itself. This is a plot I won't explain, except to say that it involves ancient Sumer, the cult prostitutes of Asherah, the Epic of Gilgamesh, Sargon II, Kabbalists, George Steiner, and Noam Chomsky. Our only hope for a binary universe resides in the half-black, half-Korean, samurai mafia, pizza delivery man, and freelance hacker, hero protagonist, and his 15-year-old blonde Lolita-like cohort, a courier between burbclaves named YT, with her skateboard and her harpoon. Not only do they board the raft, they also descend into the netherworld of Flatland, which is both the electronic text of Metaverse and the very code of our DNA. There, George Orwell meets Steve Jobs, Aldous Huxley mates with a hypercard, and the prophet Jeremiah is drowned out by Vitaly Chernobyl's heavier-than-metal nuclear fuzz grunge band. Snow Crash will blizzard your pixels.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Snow Crash by Neal Stephenson.